Happy New Year, Lions fans. It's been a newsworthy couple of days here at the Lions facility in Allen Park. After the news of Jim Caldwell's firing on Monday, instead of breaking down that Week 17 game, we're going to look back at the 2017 season and talk about how they arrived here and look ahead to who I think could fill their head coaching vacancy. After hearing from Bob Quinn in yesterday's press conference, it appears the main reasons why the Lions decided to part ways with Jim Caldwell came down to lack of playoff success and the inability to beat good teams. As has been the outside criticism of the Lions, Quinn agreed, saying yesterday their overall record was above average, but their record against the better teams in the league was not good. When I look back at 2017, a few moments stick out to me. Games the Lions could have won, but didn't. A last-second loss to the Falcons, the inability to score touchdowns from the red zone against the Steelers, struggling on Thanksgiving when the division was on the line, not scoring a point in the first half against a Ravens team that missed the playoffs, and finally playing flat in Cincinnati when they had to win. Golden Tate was right when he said if you change a couple of plays in the Lions season, they could be sitting there with a division title right now. But the fact of the matter is they didn't make those plays when they needed to, and that's why they're in the boat they are right now. Every player in that locker room will tell you how much they loved playing for Jim Caldwell and how good of a man he is. Every person who worked with him would tell you that. I would tell you that. Monday, they talked about how he raised the standard of character for this organization, and I would argue standard of winning as well. But now, just making the playoffs isn't enough. After going two of the last 4 years and being in the mix the other two, that's expected. The fan base reflects the feeling that Bob Quinn expressed yesterday, that it's time for this organization to have some real postseason success. And now it's on Bob Quinn to decide who can take them there. Who do I think he'll choose? Well, you probably won't hear any names from me that haven't already been tossed around on more extensive lists elsewhere, but here are my thoughts on just a couple likely candidates. The first one that comes to mind most obviously is Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia. You've heard it before, he's the rocket scientist defensive mind because he studied aeronautical engineering in school. He's been in the conversation for a promotion to head coach before, but this one makes particular sense because he spent his entire coaching career in New England. And of course, Bob Quinn is well familiar with him from his time with the Patriots before he came over to the Lions. If the Lions went with him, it wouldn't be the first time Bob Quinn has brought over personnel that he was familiar with in New England. The same Patriots ties apply with Texans defensive coordinator Mike Vrabel. Vrabel is just finishing up his first year as a DC, but he played linebacker for the Patriots during Quinn's tenure as a scout there. Vrabel has an intense coaching style, which would certainly be a change of pace from the even-keeled Caldwell. If the Lions wanted to go with an offensive mind to keep Matthew Stafford's development on an upward trend and get a struggling run game on track, they might look at Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. Shurmur took over as OC of the Vikings in the middle of the 2016 season and has taken quarterback Case Keenum from a backup to starting level caliber and kept their run game going even after Dalvin Cook went down. Shurmur played at Michigan State and has had coaching experience with the Browns. Quickly for the extra point, the Lions aren't the only team in the NFC North going through major changes right now. The Bears fired head coach John Fox, and the Packers are reassigning general manager Ted Thompson to a different role within the organization. After spending 13 years as GM, he will now be an advisor to football operations. Well, that's a wrap on the 2017 season Tory's Takes, guys, even though this one happened in 2018. I really appreciate you guys watching all season long, but stay tuned this offseason because there will be plenty to weigh in on. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.